It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A year after a horrific mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, the local LGBTQ plus community is working to honor those who died with action. The Prairie Pride Coalition will observe the anniversary of the June 12th attack last year with a downtown Bloomington event tonight and the release of a directory of LGBTQ-friendly businesses and services. Martin Ross is with Not In Our Town. David Bentlin is the president of the Prairie Pride Coalition board and says the directory is a way to honor with action those who died a year ago.
You know, by most accounts, 2016 was a pretty crummy year on a lot of levels. But I think it particularly was hard on the LGBTQI plus community in that we had this terrible tragedy in June of 2016 where 49 LGBTQI plus members were lost in a shooting, which was one of the worst shootings in our nation's history. And that really, in some ways, it's not a perfect comparison, but in some ways, that was our community's 9/11. It came at a time when we thought that we had achieved a lot of rights, which we did, freedom to marry, the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a lot of advances in our community. But at the same time, that one incident was sort of an eye opener that made us realize that we're not quite as safe as we thought we were, and that there's always going to be discrimination and hatred and violence against our community, and that we need to respond.
So how fragile are those rights, do you think?
They're more fragile than I would like, most definitely. The present administration has said that they are not going to try to roll back rights that have been won over the years during the Obama administration. But at the same time, the administration also has the power to appoint judges and Supreme Court justices who may not be as kind and forgiving of LGBTQ equality, and that is what concerns us.
LGBTQ people work and shop in this community. I assume you had a pretty good idea about who might end up in this directory. How did it come about? And that's a question for both you and Martin.
Sure.
And Dave, why don't you take it first?
Okay. After last year's march, we had a march following the Orlando shootings. We had nearly 300 people there. And, you know, we as a board, the Prairie Pride Coalition board, we talked about it, and we were happy with the results and the turnout of the march, but we wanted something that was longer lasting. We wanted something that that would have a lasting effect on our community and that wouldn't just be a sad occasion, but would be an opportunity for us to lift up the people in our community, the businesses and organizations in our community that are supportive. And so we really wanted to find a way to do that and to increase the visibility and awareness in our community as well. And we thought that this directory would be a good way to do that.
Martin, you're nodding your head. What would you like to add?
Just to emphasize what Dave was saying, for the last 2.5 years, I've volunteered. I've worked with Not In Our Town, Bloomington Normal, which is committed to fighting bigotry and bullying in the community, making it a stronger community. And our mission statement is to make this community a safe community, to make it a secure community. And that goes beyond just government, legal discrimination, that goes to the social paradigm, that goes to the emotional feeling of comfort in a community where you know where you can go to not be ostracized, to not be exposed to bigotry, racism, potentially violence. We're seeing that now.
How was the business directory promoted to the businesses? How did they find out about it? How did you recruit those businesses, David?
Well, we started with a Facebook post. We broadcast it pretty widely on Facebook, and we directed people to a link, which was an online registration where they could take a pledge that their business organization or service provider would be a welcoming place and would agree to display a decal that would identify them as such, because we thought that was important. We also sent direct emails to a lot of businesses and organizations that we felt strongly would sign on to this. So we did start with a pretty good database of people that we thought would be agreeable to being a part of this directory.
Any pushback? Anybody in the community say, no way do I want a part of this?
None at all. We've had a great turnout, and it's been a positive experience.
What do you think that says about Bloomington Normal?
It says that we can no longer call Bloomington Normal a conservative community and just leave it at that. I think that there are certain issues where this is a conservative community, but I believe on social issues that more and more this is becoming a progressive community where people have a live and let live attitude. They want to see people treated fairly and justly. And I think that's one reason why we haven't gotten any pushback on this project.
And that's right and not in our town's wheelhouse, Martin. What do you think about the statement that it says about this community, that there wasn't a lot of pushback or concern about an LGBTQ business directory?
It's very encouraging. I'm impressed every day in most ways with Bloomington Normal. The fact that both mayors have introductory pieces in this directory. It's a firm position that a lot of politicians, a lot of elected officials might be afraid to make, and they've been unequivocal in their support. And I think that's a very encouraging sign every day, and not just the LGBTQIA community, but many communities in town that I can see the evidence they're feeling safer. They know this is their community, and they're not going to be told it's not.
But as David said, it's fragile.
It is fragile.
One event could turn things around.
Exactly. And there was I'm not going to get into politics, but there was a recent event that could have went either way. And it didn't. And to me, that said a lot about where this community's head is at, and the fact that you don't want to say there's more of us than them. But the fact is, we have more of a community consensus that rights are inviolate, that they belong to us all, and we shouldn't stand in the way of those.
David, this isn't the first time the Prairie Pride Coalition has created something like this. Tell me about the wedding guide, and is all of that folded into this directory now?
Right, a lot of it is. Back in 2014, the state of Illinois passed a law which granted marriage equality to same-sex couples. And what we heard pretty immediately was that the couples were thrilled at that new law, but at the same time, they were apprehensive about what businesses they could go to. For instance, would this bakery accept them, accept their order for a wedding cake if there were two men on the top of the cake instead of a man and a woman? So there were lots of questions like that, and we even attended a local bridal fair that year, and there was very little there that was inclusive of the LGBTQ community. So this is why we created the wedding guide, so that we could reach out to some of these businesses and get an affirmation from them that they would serve our community with this new law and that they would be accepting of same-sex couples who were coming to them.
When you put it in those terms, it really sounds silly that a bakery might object to baking a cake that has two men on the top instead of a man and a woman.
It does. And, you know, we've heard cases of bakeries that have had problems with this, but the bottom line is, business is business, and we would hope that they would accept our business and welcome us.
And Martin?
And Dave's raised some interesting points. And one area that needs a lot of work in both in the Twin Cities and otherwise is, unfortunately, a lot of the faith community. And one thing I want to highlight is that the directory includes not only commercial resources, social agencies, etc., but Dave made sure to include those faith communities, those churches in town that are accepting of the community on its own terms, that aren't looking to ostracize, that aren't looking for people to hide who they are or what they want out of life or who they want to love, but that are accepting. And I think that's important, especially for students, for new residents.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy, talking with the Prairie Pride Coalition's David Bentland and Martin Ross with Not In Our Town. Martin, you helped with some of the logistics in preparing this guide. What was Not In Our Town's role in helping with this guide?
Well, Kelly Becker, she recently left for a post in Oklahoma, but she was the associate minister at First Christian Church. And she and our minister, it's my church, Jim Warren, were instrumental in establishing a one-and-all service that welcomed the community, that welcomed single parents, that welcomed anyone who might be having trouble finding a comfortable place of worship where they can share fellowship. And so Kelly helped us do some of the early discussions and planning. And then I kind of brought in my past graphic production experience with I was with IAA for 24 years, And so basically it all just, and then Dave's knowledge of the community, what they wanted, his vision of making this happen, it all just kind of melded together. So basically at this point, not in our town, Bloomington Normal will be, I didn't mention Kelly was the co-chair of our Faith and Outreach Committee on Not in Our Town. Not in Our Town has pledged to support and where it can promote the directory.
What message, Martin, do you think the Rainbow Decal sends to residents and visitors to the community?
Well, Dave might better be able to answer this, but to my mind, it's an instant recognition factor. It's a symbol that says you're welcome here. You're a valued customer. You come in here and we'll treat you right. And Dave probably has some better thoughts on that.
There's a message to the straight community as well.
There is. I mean, I think that the overall message to this is that we are not a homogenous community, Bloomington Normal, that we are made up of many minority communities. And I think I mentioned this to you earlier, Mike, that that our minority community, the LGBTQI+ community, is sort of an invisible community in a lot of ways. And it's easy to forget that we exist here in Bloomington Normal, that we pay taxes and all those fun things that everybody else does. But I think that the presence of these decals around the community give an assurance that, you know, even if you're not a member of the LGBTQI+ community, that you are living in a community that is progressive, that is welcoming. And if you have relatives who come to this community, if you have friends who come to this community to visit, that they will feel welcome, that they will feel a part of this community.
The decals aren't out there yet.
No, they're not.
What's it going to feel like when you walk into a business and you open that door and you're surprised? You had forgotten or weren't even aware that particular business was in the directory, and you see that rainbow decal as a member of the LGBTQ community.
You know, in these times, it'll be a feeling of reassurance, just a feeling of an extra bit of support in times when we've begun to question how much support we have on federal and state levels. So it's and I think that this kind of goes back to our point that, you know, we've relied on government for a lot of the advances that we've made over the years. The legal opinions, the laws that have been passed, they've all been great. But at the end of the day, we have to change hearts and minds. And a project like this goes a long way toward introducing that concept in the community.
Martin?
And I was just going to add one thing. Working with agriculture, working with farmers for 27 years, the one thing that stands out to me about this as well is that this is just smart business as well as being the right thing to do. You never go wrong expanding your customer base, letting the customer know that they're always of value when they walk into your place.
And let's pursue that a little bit, Dave. What do you think this project might say about the buying power of the LGBT community? Do you want people who are gay or lesbian or questioning or in any one of those letters that describes the community to actually say to the business owner, you know, thank you for having this decal. Thank you for making Bloomington Normal a more welcoming place.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what the responses are. I mean, you know, there's some members of our community who are still not completely out. Mm. So, you know, they may visit these businesses and be, you know, be very grateful and express that. Others might not feel as comfortable mentioning it, but at the same time will still be grateful that they know that there's businesses here in town that are supportive of them. But it'll be hard to quantify, but at the same time, I think that the overall feeling will be very positive.
There are hard copies of the directory. Also, it's online. What went into that?
Yes. Well, the online version, I think, is sort of a work in progress at this point. I think what we'll do for starters is to put a PDF of the directory on our website, and then maybe later on we'll develop a separate web page that has more, sort of a searchable database of the businesses, so it'll be a little more complex.
And tell me about the event at the Bistro tonight in downtown Bloomington.
The event is a one-year remembrance of the Orlando shootings, which happened on June 12th of 2016, and we are going to take that time from 5 to 7 o'clock to get together as a community and to remember those souls who were lost a year ago, and then also to hear from some of our local activists. Both of the mayors have been invited, and I believe that both of them are planning to be there, and then also to roll out this program formally, because the theme of this year's events is Honor Them with Action. And it seemed to us that this project that we've been working on, this directory, dovetailed very nicely with that theme, and we thought that this was the perfect time to roll that out.
Okay, David Bentland with the Prairie Pride Coalition and Martin Ross with Not in Our Town. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
It was 1 year ago today, 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 58 others in a terrorist attack and hate crime inside Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando. Tonight's observance and release of the business directory begins at 5 p.m. at the Bistro in downtown Bloomington. You're listening to Sound Ideas.